SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, portable breathalyzers for traffic police this Christmas. And later, our glimpse of Christmas segment and a Yuletide tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Christmas is often referred to as the silly season because of the many parties that usually occur and the consumption of alcohol at these events. With this in mind, Head of the Police Traffic Division, Senior Superintendent SSP Calvin Allen, has announced the rollout of portable breathalyzer devices as part of a strategy to reduce accidents on the roadways. The devices will be used to test the level of alcohol in the system of a motorist who appears to be driving under the influence of alcohol. SSP Allen says while there is a permissible limit, drivers will be taken to the station if it is suspected that they have consumed too much.
There's an allowable limit as it relates to alcohol within your system. 35 micrograms for every 1,000 milliliters of breath. If when you are checked, you are found to be above that, that is when the individual will be taken to the station.
SSP Allen is encouraging persons to have a designated driver if there are plans to drink.
Have and enjoy the festive season, but we warn for you to ensure that you do so with the highest level of consciousness, responsibility, and awareness.
According to the National Road Safety Council, up to December 9, 342 persons have died in road crashes, 38 more than for the same period last year.
We want to keep the merry in Christmas. Do not, through your carelessness, cause for the merry to change to mourning for your friends and your families.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
Achieving developed country status in Jamaica will require the sustainable management and use of our environmental and natural resources, as these are essential to enhancing the quality of life for all Jamaicans. That's outcome 13 under Goal 4 of Vision 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and click on the dashboard of indicators to view the progress under Vision 2030. Time now for a JIS glimpse of Christmas.
Hello, the greatest part to me in Christmas is eating the ham, the cake, and drink the sarrel.
And here's a tip for the season. With balance and moderation, you can enjoy the holidays the healthy way. Choose fresh fruit as a festive and sweet substitute for candy. Limit fats, salts, and sugary foods, and find fun ways to stay active, such as dancing to your favorite holiday music. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That is where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout to JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.